Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is December 17th, 2007. If you'd like to call into the show, if there's anything that's on your mind that you'd like to discuss, the call number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, the big news today is, of course, the Ron Paul campaign. And yesterday was a tremendous success for the message of freedom, for the message of liberty, for the message of the Constitution, because Ron Paul raised over $6 million in one day. And that is just an unbelievable achievement for the Ron Paul campaign, especially considering where this campaign started out as. I mean, I followed this campaign from the very beginning, and to see where it started and to see where it is now, I am so excited for these primaries, for these caucuses. I think the Ron Paul campaign is going to do some serious damage in the first caucuses and primaries, particularly up here in New Hampshire. And the only thing I'm surprised about is I thought that this event, this historic fundraising event, would have gotten a lot more mainstream media coverage than it did. Don't get me wrong, they did cover it, but I mean, instead of looking at the historical fundraising effort by the Ron Paul campaign, they're talking about stuff like Joe Lieberman's endorsement of John McCain, Hillary Clinton's image, and all of these non-news stories that just didn't matter. When you have a presidential candidate that raises a record amount of money in one day, I would think that would be the number one news story in America. I mean, for God's sakes, Britney Spears shaving her head, Lindsay Lohan's drug use, all this non-news about the Aruba murder with Natalie Holloway has gotten massive coverage, massive amounts of coverage. So why doesn't this historical event, the Ron Paul presidential campaign raising over $6 million in one day, why does that not get the coverage that it deserves? That's really my question about this whole thing. And I actually have a clip. It's a montage of coverage that the Money Bomb event received from different mainstream media outlets. So it's like around a 5-minute montage clip. I'm going to play that in the next segment. I also have another clip of Tucker Carlson interviewing the chairman of the Ron Paul presidential campaign, Kent Snyder. And he provides some insight into the fundraising effort as well. So, I mean, I'm just really surprised that this didn't get more coverage in the establishment media, and maybe I was just being optimistic, but I'm just so disappointed that the establishment media is not recognizing what's going on here. There is something going on here. People are upset, they're angry, because their government has been completely sold out. We have these criminals in office that do not obey the Constitution, that do not protect what the Constitution stands for. I mean, they don't take their oath of office seriously. And people are just so angry, and it's being expressed through the Ron Paul campaign. So we're about to break here, but on the other side, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this clip of the Ron Paul coverage, and we're going to break down the whole situation with this fundraising effort. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
All right, welcome back to Whitfree Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to play this montage of clips from the establishment media that covered the Ron Paul money bomb that took place yesterday, the big Tea Party event that raised over $6 million. And I just want you to notice some of the spin that they put in to some of the coverage. I mean, they say that Ron Paul is this long shot candidate, that he's trailing the polls, and we know all the polls are fraudulent anyway, and that he really isn't a long shot considering the straw polls that he's won, considering the text message polls that he's won, considering the internet polls that he's won, not to mention all the visible grassroots support, the support on the internet. It's like there's a big elephant in the room, okay? And the mainstream establishment-controlled media wants to talk about anything except for that big elephant sitting in the room. Again, this $6 million fundraising effort broke records. And I think it's just entirely disgraceful on the part of the establishment media in this country not to have covered this event the way it should have been covered. Without further ado, let me play this clip. This is a montage of all the different mainstream media clips covering the Ron Paul campaign. It's just a whole montage. It runs about 5 minutes long. Here it is.
Name endorsements yet for GOP long shot Ron Paul, but the Texas congressman is getting lots of money in what's being called a money bomb. Sunday, Paul's supporters raised over $6 million in just 24 hours on the internet.
More than $6 million in 24 hours, that is how much campaign cash Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul raised yesterday. Our correspondent Richard Louie has more on the man behind the money. Good morning.
That's right. One of his posse, and he's doing it.
That looks so easy.
He does. He does. We can see this picture of
him. Money!
Yes,
okay.
Right. Let me show it to you, Robin. His name, though, is Trevor Lyman. Lyman is a 37-year-old musician and internet entrepreneur who doesn't have a college degree. That's what's kind of amazing here. Now, in November, Lyman set up a website and encouraged voters, well, to create a money bomb, which we've been talking about. They were able to raise just over $4 million yesterday on his internet savvy campaign efforts. Definitely did help. I just want to show you a couple things. The way to describe him in the LA Times, he's unshaven, kind of sits at the dining room table with his computer, and he's, of course, got his Corona right here on the right-hand side. The guy's pretty-
Hold on. I just want to stop the clip right there. Now, what does Trevor Lyman, not having a college degree, being unshaven and sitting at a table with a beer, have to do with anything about the fundraising effort? This is a clear-cut case of the media trying to spin this whole situation in a negative light. But anyway, back to the clip.
He laid back, evidently, is the way they described him in the LA Times, but he's done a lot of great stuff.
He's a man's man.
That's right. He's hanging out.
Okay, so it seems that Senator Hillary Clinton will not be outdone by Ron Paul's 200-foot-long campaign blimp.
Yeah, that's right.
What's she flying around
not sitting by.
Meanwhile, if you're just waking up, here's what's making news at 5 minutes before 7 Eastern time. Republican White House candidate Ron Paul is happy he has raised $6 million in a 24-hour span. It's a one-day online record topping his own campaign's mark of $4.2 million from earlier this year. Meanwhile, a U.S.
presidential candidate Ron Paul says he raised $6 million in just 24 hours. It's a record for the Texas congressman. The donations were part of an online fundraiser his campaign called a money bomb. His previous one-day record was $4.2 million. Spokesman says the average donation was about $50.
Finally, the original Boston Tea Party guys had nothing on the bash Ron Paul supporters threw in Beantown yesterday. The Ron Paul revolutionaries took to the streets of Boston to throw a tea party of their own. By the end of the march to Faneuil Hall, they had raised an astonishing $5.2 million for Paul, most of it over the internet. It was the 234th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. That $5.2 million figure shattered the previous number of $4.2 million, which Paul supporters set themselves just last month. And guys, that makes throwing a little tea into the harbor seem a little bit insignificant, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, what's up with this guy? He is raising so much money over the internet, most of the time he's not doing anything.
He doesn't have to do anything.
No.
It's these revolutionaries, it's these people who email our show, who are always calling in saying, have Dr. Paul on, which we have had him on several times, and they're raising millions and millions of dollars.
Well, Dr. Paul is like mowing the backyard in his home in Texas. They're raising millions and millions of dollars. He's outraged every Republican, I think, this quarter.
He needs to share his secrets with some of the other candidates so they could sit at home, watch TV while other people raise money for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him indeed. All right.
Ron Paul on a roll. Supporters pushing the Republican presidential candidate to a one-day fundraising record. $6 million, according to his campaign. Here now, Mary Snow, part of the best political team on television.
They mark the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party to rally for Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul and call for a modern-day revolution. They raised millions in a single day online and gathered in Boston to make a statement.
Well, I think my dad, Ron Paul, has always been one who believes at times there are times in our history when we have to say no. No to a government that's run away.
Ron Paul represented his father, whose image was never far away. His followers weren't deterred by the sleet and snow or by Paul's underdog status in the presidential race. If this is a revolution, then Linda Honeycutt is its daughter. She calls herself the Granny Warrior and travels in this bus to spread Ron Paul's message.
How many other candidates would you know of that would have people come out and stand in this mess, drive from North Carolina up here? I mean, it's just phenomenal. Ron Paul cannot lose. Even if he loses, he wins because he's opened up the box.
Paul's call to end the Iraq war and his libertarian views are what attracts these followers. And while his numbers have been stronger in fundraising than polls, some of his supporters say their revolution goes beyond the presidential election.
Ron Paul, he's a conduit, but the grassroots and the actual support, it runs deeper than that. It's throughout the whole United States.
Some supporters say they would like to see Ron Paul run as an independent if he doesn't win the Republican nomination. But that's something Paul has repeatedly said he wouldn't do. And if he doesn't, some of the grassroots organizers here say they would use their fundraising ability to help candidates in state races. Mary Snow, CNN, Boston.
In the race for the White House, Republican underdog Ron Paul is proving he's a money-making machine. His campaign says it raised $6 million in just one day, the largest single-day fundraising blitz in U.S. history. Paul reset his own 24-hour GOP record of just over $4 million. He's now on track to outraise every one of his Republican rivals for the fourth quarter. The Ron Paul Revolution campaign has raised more than $18 million since October 1st.
Okay, that was the montage of clips. And you notice they're just these short little clips, maybe 30 seconds or a minute long of coverage. And what I don't understand is I watch the nightly news broadcast, some of the cable news programming, and I was surprised at the sheer lack of coverage of this event. Apparently, they think Joseph Lieberman endorsing John McCain is a more important news story. Apparently, they think Hillary Clinton's image is more important. Or this banter back and forth between Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney. How is it that an historic event such as this does not get the mainstream media play that these other insignificant news stories get? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But when you consider that the establishment media is completely controlled, they create reality, they create an illusion for their viewers, then it makes perfect sense. And I actually have an article up on my website, roguegovernment.com, and it's entitled "Non-News Highlighted Over Paul's Historic Success." And I encourage you to go to my website, dig that story up, get the news out there. Because the establishment media does not do its job. If they were actually doing their job, there would have been all sorts of analysis on this, because I think it's kind of odd that a so-called long shot was able to raise $6 million in one day, just this past Sunday, and raise around $4 million a month before that in one day. There's obviously something going on here. And the establishment media is just trying to hang on to this illusion that Ron Paul can't win, when in fact, I firmly believe that he is going to likely win New Hampshire. If he doesn't come in first place, he'll come in second or third. But I think he's going to win. And I think he's going to have a top three finish over in Iowa. Even the Huffington Post ranked him as number three candidate in one of their articles. So there's definitely something going on here. And the establishment media is scared to death. That's why they are not reporting on this as much as they should have. And I can imagine if Mitt Romney received $6 million in one day, there'd be all sorts of analysis on it. You'd have the political pundits out there talking about it, analyzing every aspect. Oh, how did Mitt Romney manage to raise $6 million in one day? But instead, Ron Paul raises the $6 million in one day, and it goes largely ignored. And what we are seeing here is the establishment gone scared. They are afraid of the Ron Paul campaign. They are afraid of this growing freedom and liberty movement. Because what's going to happen is, regardless of if Ron Paul wins the nomination, regardless of if he becomes the next president of the United States, we have a foundation here that we can use to infiltrate the GOP, to start infiltrating the system. And we're already starting to see that with these Ron Paul meetup groups going to the different GOP events and asking, well, how can I become a delegate? How can I get involved with the GOP? And they are scared to death. And this is very exciting for freedom, liberty, and the Constitution. We're going to talk more about the Ron Paul campaign on the other side and get into some more news. Stay tuned.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network at tnrlive.com. And in this segment, I want to play this interview with Kent Snyder. This is Tucker Carlson interviewing Kent Snyder, and they get into the big fundraising effort and everything else. But, of course, Tucker Carlson, at the beginning of the segment, he, of course, spins it saying, oh, Ron Paul's a long shot candidacy. They always have to slip that in there, and it just irritates me. Just report the news. I never hear any negative spin towards any of the other GOP candidates. So why is the negative spin always towards Ron Paul? There's somebody in the back room somewhere writing these scripts, putting all this nonsense in there, for these talking heads to read. I'm sick of it. Just report the news as it is. Is it really that difficult? Apparently so. But you guys get paid millions of dollars just to spin and not report the news. Your job is to create reality. So I guess I understand that. But this is a short segment. Here is the clip. Tucker Carlson interviewing Kent Snyder, the chairman of the Ron Paul presidential campaign. Here it is.
Or by supporters of it. Sam Adams was represented in his anti-taxation spirit, possibly in the bottled form as well, as the Ron Paul movement celebrated by raising more than $6 million in a single day. That's a record. So where does this richly funded but unlikely bid for presidency go from here? What is the end game? Here to tell us is Ron Paul's campaign chairman, Ken Snyder. Mr. Snyder, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So where did this money come from?
It came from all over the United States. I mean, it's really surprising. We had about 55,000 people donate the $6 million in a 24-hour period. But what's really interesting for us is that about 24,000 of those people were first-time donors.
I saw Ron Paul give a speech last month in which he said, you know, there's going to be a day where they're going to raise money. He didn't even know what the date was.
Right.
This seemed, and I mean that as a compliment, this seemed to have taken place, this fundraising, almost completely outside the campaign itself.
Right. Well, that's kind of the beauty of our campaign. Dr. Paul talks about freedom, decentralization, and of course, because of the internet, now people are able to actually create things and take the initiative and actually do things because of the internet. So our job as a campaign is obviously to present Dr. Paul and do more of the traditional things, but also at the same time to make sure we get out of the way of a lot of very energetic and supportive people out there to do what they want to do. And of course, yesterday is proof of that.
So this is a campaign that flies Southwest, stays at the Best Western, eats in diners. I've seen it firsthand.
Right.
You've got a lot of cash on hand as a result of that thriftiness. What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, it still is expensive, as you know, to run a national campaign. From the beginning of this campaign back in January, I said we're going to have to be successful, we're going to have to blend the old techniques with the new techniques. So we still have to do radio, television, direct mail, travel expenses, and those sorts of things. And, of course, the country is very big. But, you know, we're using the internet as much as we can, but it's going to be a proper blend of the old and the new, and I think that's what we're doing now.
Do you have any sense of what's drawing people? I mean, there's so many facets to Ron Paul's message. It's the small government element, the foreign policy stuff. What's the main draw?
I've thought about that quite a bit, and Dr. Paul and I have talked about it. I really think what it comes down to now is people want real change. They really do. And that what it is that change, the change really is the message that we have, peace, freedom, and prosperity. There's a lot of people out there that I talk to around the country who what I call disgruntled Republicans. They realize that the Republican Party isn't the party of big government or small government anymore. They don't like it. But at the same time, our campaign is drawing a lot of new people who never were interested in politics. I mean, for example, not too long ago, I had a gentleman call. I happened to answer the phone. The gentleman said, I'm in my mid-40s. I've never registered to vote. I've never voted in my life. I heard Dr. Paul speak. I am now on my way to the DMV to register to vote for the very first time in my life. So for that perspective, we're drawing some disgruntled Republicans, but also a lot of people are new to the political system.
So it is a movement. I called it a movement throughout the show. That was not tongue-in-cheek.
No.
You've literally broken the record in one-day fundraising. That's you broke the record. And it was on A147 in this morning's Washington Post. I mean, it was a tiny item in the paper. It was ignored.
Right.
That must drive you bananas.
Right, yes. But we're used to this, but we're working to make sure that we get out there more and more. But, you know, I think that the mainstream media, by and large, they are a little bit behind the times. I mean, comments often about the press is usually about a year or two behind. The point is, something's going on out there. People like yourself and a few others are recognizing that. But a senior producer for one of the major news shows told me not too long ago, there is something going on, there's a story, and we're trying to find it out. So I think more people now are realizing there is, in fact, something going on.
Yeah, John Stossel did a full hour with Ron Paul. They didn't even put it on ABC, they put it online.
Yes, right.
All right, Ken Snyder, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Sure. Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
All right, that was the clip. And it's just interesting to see. I mean, I don't mean to bash Tucker. I have all the mainstream media talking heads. He's one of the more fair when it comes to covering the Ron Paul campaign. But it just irritates me so much when they lead off the segment saying that Ron Paul is this long shot candidate. He's trailing in the polls. They never spin anything negative towards other Republican candidates or Democrat candidates for that matter. And it's just maddening to see that on a continual basis. But what's happening here is that we have to look at the positive side of things. I don't mean to harp on the negative. But looking at it from the positive side of things, Ron Paul can use this $6 million fundraising day to propel himself forward. He's got a number of media appearances with the Glenn Beck show, as well as Meet the Press coming up. So he can use this to propel himself forward. So it's very exciting. More news on the other side. Stay tuned.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And just to finish my point on what's going on with the Ron Paul campaign, you know, I'm just so excited that we finally have a candidate to get behind that believes in the Constitution, that believes in freedom, that believes in liberty. And it's so refreshing to see somebody get up there and just speak the truth about things. Especially when all these other candidates, Republican or Democrat, because they're one and the same. There's no difference between either of the political parties at this point. It's refreshing to see somebody get up there and actually talk about real solutions to the situation that we're in today. And that's why his campaign is picking up steam. That's why it's growing exponentially. That's why he raised $6 million yesterday. Because people can spot a rat. Okay, they can spot a rat. And I see a bunch of stinking rats up there with all these other presidential candidates. And Ron Paul just stands out head and shoulders above any of the other candidates. It's not even close. Because he transcends the whole phony political paradigm. He transcends all of these different groups, all different types of people from all walks of life. are joining his campaign and supporting his campaign. And it's exciting to see. I'm told we have a call. Joe from Rhode Island, you're on the air.
Hi, Lee.
Yes, sir. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind?
Fox News mentioned his name on television today, that he raised $6 million by a woman commentator, which caught my eye. You know, that's the first time I've ever heard mainstream news do his name. Also, that Faneuil Hall that you were talking about?
Yes, the Boston Tea Party.
The Boston Tea
yes.
Party? Well, it just so happens that Faneuil Hall, if you translate that, that comes from the Hebrew, Faneuil. And that's mentioned. I don't know if you're into the Bible at all. Do you know your scriptures at all?
I'm not a Bible expert, but I have read bits and pieces of it.
Okay, in Genesis 32, where Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord and he touched the hollow of his thigh, the name of the place where he wrestled with the angel was called Faneuil. And Faneuil means the face of God. I have seen God face to face. And that's where Ron Paul had this meeting, Faneuil Hall, face-to-face meeting with God. Found that interesting. Also,
well, sir,
it's
certainly ironic, I tell you that much. But, I mean, you see everything that's going on, and I'm not a Bible expert and what have you, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on, a lot of weird stuff. And, you know, I'm not really a believer of the end times prophecy and all that, but you see all this strange stuff happening. And if you actually read Revelation, there's some things that kind of line up. And I don't know if that's being done by design intentionally, but it does raise some questions.
Right, right. Also, his name, Paul, that's a very interesting name. You know, genealogies were very important in the scriptures, especially the New Testament genealogies, in Matthew and Luke. And Paul, of course, was a name, one of the names in the New Testament. And you see, he was a Benjamite of the tribe of Benjamin of the house of Judah. And it's interesting because Paul had descendants after him, or his family anyway, that would carry on that name, and they always gave that name to keep it in the remembrance. Like Peter. Sometimes Peter has descendants. They call them Peter's sons. You've heard of John's sons, Gospel of John's son, or Matthew's son. We have a fellow up here in Rhode Island by the name of Matthewson. He was an attorney general. So a lot of them took biblical names, either that or they were family in that family tree, direct family tree. Could have been one or the other. Also,
well, sir,
Paul.
Sir, it's definitely very interesting. And sir, I appreciate the call. I really appreciate it. And, you know, there's all sorts of interesting stuff that you can relate to the Bible and what have you. And I'm not a biblical expert. I try to cover the news on the program, but you know I look at all this weird stuff going on in terms of the news. I mean, we got what is this? I mean, we got people. What's this story? People are creating synthetic DNA that could yield new life forms. I mean, it's a little bit off the subject, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on here with technology and what have you. A lot of this stuff is actually written in Revelation. It mirrors what's happening today to a great extent. So. It does raise some questions, whether it's being done by design, by the New World Order, or maybe it is just something from some divine being that's causing all this to happen. I really don't know. But it is interesting, and it's just one of those things where, you know, you kind of have to look at it from your own perspective in terms of if there's something to it or if there isn't. I mean, I just don't know. But definitely some interesting stuff from the caller. Anyway, let's get on to some of our news. We pretty much beat the Ron Paul story to death. Very exciting stuff with a $6 million fundraising effort in 24 hours. And there's no question this is going to help give him a huge boost going forward. I can only imagine the type of media spots they can buy and the advertising space they can buy with this $6 million. And what's really interesting is in the previous clip that I played with Tucker Carlson and Kent Snyder. What was interesting about that dialogue is that the Ron Paul campaign, when they're discussing the fact that they stay at cheap hotels and they spend their money very frugally, that's the type of presidential campaign that I like to see, because you see all these other candidates, they just spend money on all these staffers, on fancy hotels. They just throw money out the window. But Ron Paul and his campaign are very frugal. They have small staff in the various states, and they run a very efficient campaign. And that's really good, because that reflects upon how Ron Paul is going to run the nation. We're not going to see all this wasteful spending. We're not going to be spending money in areas where we don't need to. So I think it's very positive. Until we have another call, let's get to our phone call. Randall from Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, this first time I've called your show, I've called others, but I was, that was a good example of the propaganda we have in the United States when they spend. That's all it is propaganda. I'm kind of curious to Ron Paul. I've got one of his stickers. It's on my car. How does he propose to deal with the, with deficit spending?
Well, deficit spending, he's pretty much, he wants a balanced budget.
Yes. So, if we owe $9 trillion, how long is it going to take us to clear that out?
Well, Ron Paul wants to bring the military back home. So, if we eliminate all of our foreign expenditures and focus in on what's going on here, we can eliminate a lot of this. Plus, if we return to an honest monetary system backed by gold or silver, like what he wants to do, that would go a long way in terms of limiting these deficits and this debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, what people don't understand is if this dollar goes kaput, we're going to have what's equivalent to Iraq in this country, because everybody will be fighting. If it goes kaput, we'll all be fighting one another.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things. I mean, that's one of the things that really freaks me out, because I look at the value of the dollar and I follow the thing closely. And that thing continues to go lower and lower on a long-term basis. Mm-hmm. And if we have some sort of economic collapse, I mean, things can get really, really bad. And that's why they have the police state. That's why they have the martial law apparatus waiting for such a scenario.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Eisenhower, that was what his concern was back in 61. They say he vetoed over 90% of the legislation that came across his desk. Of course, in his departing speech from office in January of 61, he warned against the military-industrial complex, which we see in full bloom now with Carlyle Group and other McDonnell Douglas and the industries that are totally dedicated to nothing except creating armaments.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I'm seeing here is that through all these foreign wars and having our military in all these different countries, what we're doing is we're feeding the military-industrial complex. Mm-hmm. And if we bring back all of our troops from all these foreign nations, bring them back into the United States, onto U.S. territory, we can stop feeding this military-industrial complex and save so much money and start focusing on our infrastructure here at home, which is falling apart.
Oh, yes, it's pretty well gone. And, I mean, it's like what you said earlier in your show. One of the big things we've got going on right now is, there's nobody trusting anybody. And, of course, the Patriot Act is written in such a way you can get up and be critical of the government and you can be considered an enemy combatant. And I don't know whether they've used it or not, but it's written that way when you make statements like a so-called suspected terrorist, where you can suspect anybody of anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got the H.R. 1955 bill, which is this thought crimes legislation, the Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. I'm not sure if that's the exact name. Well, you got H.R. 1955 that they passed overwhelmingly, 404-6. And you combine that with the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, and all this other draconian legislation they've already passed, and it looks pretty crazy. But, sir, I got to get on and cover some more news. Is there anything else that's on your mind?
No, that's it. You have a good night. Enjoy your show.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. And, yeah, I mean, what's going on here is the reason why we have to get behind Ron Paul is because there's all this unconstitutional legislation, especially in the past 7 years, since Jorge W. Bush got into office, Well, what we've seen happen is that we've had all of this unconstitutional legislation, like the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act. We got this Thought Crimes Prevention Act, the Homegrown Terrorism and Violent Radicalization Bill. I don't remember the exact name of the bill, but it's H.R. 1955 that already passed, and Senate Bill 1959. It makes thought crimes terrorism. So you could be thinking of something. The government could consider it terrorism. So if you're thinking of some sort of action or you blog about something, you could be considered a homegrown terrorist by the government. And it's just off the charts, and it's insanity. So that's why we have to get Ron Paul elected, because if we don't start reversing the direction that we're going in, we are going to be heading into some hardcore tyranny. And that is no joke. I mean, I'm just a regular guy. I have a full-time job. I am doing this show because I am gravely concerned with what is going on in this country. I mean, things are just not good. But anyway, let me get into some of our news. I want to talk real quickly about the economy, about some of Greenspan's comments over the weekend. And I also want to get into the story about this, what is it? It's this bill that's set to pass in the Senate. And it has to do with, let me just double check this. I want to make sure I give out good information. Oh yeah, this is this wiretap bill that approves amnesty for telecoms. And I got to get into that. Just some real important stuff there. But first, let's talk about Greenspan. Now, Greenspan was on This Week, the show that airs on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. It's called This Week. And essentially, Greenspan was saying that there's going to be stagflation, that the U.S. has to come in and help in this subprime mess. And I find it so crazy that here we have the former Federal Reserve chairman getting up there and stating that we're heading into stagflation. The United States should step in and help in this subprime mess. When this is the same guy who actually created this mess. Alan Greenspan was in charge of the Federal Reserve in the early part of this decade. And what did he do? He set interest rates at such extremely low levels that it allowed the banks to come up with all of these creative financing packages to loan out to people that didn't necessarily meet the requirements of the loans that they were giving to these people. And as a result, for a while we had this huge boom, and people thought everything was just fine, everything was fantastic, you know, the economy's right on track. But that's because they created a bubble by making credit so easy to come by. And now, 6 years later, well, actually, what, 5 to 6 years later, after he started this policy, because he began this policy right after 9/11, reducing interest rates to the point where all this easy credit became available. And now here he is on ABC making all these predictions. Oh, there's going to be stagflation. U.S. needs to come in and step in to resolve this. And here's the very person that created the mess in the first place. How insane is that? But because most Americans are uninformed about the banking system and the monetary system in this country, they just look at Alan Greenspan like he's some sort of financial maestro, like he's a financial wizard. And that this whole financial system, oh, we have to leave it to the experts. John McCain even said that when he was asked a question on monetary policy. He said, well, gee, I think I just leave it to the experts. That is the wrong answer. That is the completely wrong answer. What we have to do here, as I've said many times on the show, and I'm going to continue to say this, I don't care if people get tired of me saying this, because there's new listeners that come on board and listen to what we have to say here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'm going to say it again. We need to have an honest monetary policy in which money is not created out of thin air by this private central bank, a for-profit run private central bank. And what we need to do is we need to restore the legal status of gold and silver as legal tender. We need to restore it as legal tender. And we need to let the free market economy dictate what money is. That way people don't have to always wonder and think about, well, how much is my money actually going to be worth a year from now? Because what happens is, as the Federal Reserve creates more money out of thin air by setting interest rates and just creating it, they fix the value of money. That's how the system works. And banks, they are allowed to loan out 10 times the amount of money they have on the books. So it's ironic that Greenspan, who created this whole mess to begin with, is acting like he's some sort of savior and financial guru. It's simply unbelievable. But what can you do? I mean, these central bankers have controlled the United States for quite some time. They've controlled it since 1913. And look at the disastrous results of what they've done over the past 100 or so years. It's awful. We'll be back with more news. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, welcome back to the show. Last segment here on Live Free or Die Radio. Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. And I'm also going to be doing an additional hour on the TruthNet Radio Network after this show. So if you'd like to join me, I'll be doing an extra hour on that network, TNRLive.com. And, of course, as always, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Rick Adams Falls, this show, each and every night, Monday through Friday. And just real quick, I just want to get into this story about these spy powers. And I know it was a call holding. We'll get to you right after this story. And this is from Wired. And the story says, wide spy power set to pass in Senate. And the story reads, the Senate voted by a margin of 76 to 10 to limit debate on a new wiretapping bill Monday, all but ensuring that the Senate will approve amnesty for telecoms that help the government spy on Americans without court orders and greatly expand the government's ability to spy using American telecom facilities and communication services. After the cloture vote, any amendment to the bill will require 60 votes due to the rules set by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada. And before, the Democrats were trying to stop this. Now they're just going lock, step, and barrel with George W. Bush granting immunity for these telecom companies that help to spy on Americans unlawfully. What an absolute disgrace. The article's up on roguegovernment.com if you want to read it in its entirety. But let's get to the call. Bill in Idaho, you're on the air.
Yeah, good for you. As usual, excellent educational programming. But I just was hoping that, you know, considering as busy as we are, making sure that everybody is informed and educated as to the true constitutional nature of our battle, that we would be gentler to our leadership and the light bearer, considering Mr. Church has seen us through with his biblical spirit through so many battles before you arrived on the scene. I was hoping that you wouldn't cut us off quite so fast, only by virtue of the fact that he carries the spirit of the people that carry the battle in the trenches during the day while you're trying to get this program organized. The other aspect is, it is a very lawful point that it has nothing to do with the nature of the free market. It's constitutionally free enterprise. And if we're going to educate our juniors to be able to address constitutionally the employees that we are unfortunate enough to have presently at a congressional level, we should do all due diligence to make sure that that biblical concept of at-law versus in-law is carried very accurately before us, any more than wise biblical counsel. And you have a great evening, and thank you so much for your efforts for the Republic. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. And it's kind of tough because the way I'm structuring this show is that this is primarily a current events-based program where we just cover news and information. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I have a Bible. You know, I'm not a biblical expert. I have read parts of the Bible. But, you know, it's tough because, you know, I understand, you know, everybody has their own faith and whatnot, and I'm spiritual myself. But what I try to do on this program is focus in on the news and information. And, you know, it's just one of those things. It's kind of it's just tough for me to cover both. When you have the religious aspect of it and you have all this news, and I'm trying to kind of separate it. But, Bill, I do understand where you're coming from. And, you know, that's just the way I'm just trying to structure the show. You know, just to go at from a news and information perspective. But anyway, we're about out of time. We will be back tomorrow with more news and information in our fight against this crazy New World Order system. But anyway, stay tuned for Rick Adams. Thanks again for listening.